Greetings, members and friends, and welcome to another commentary and preview to this Sunday study of the Word. This Sunday study text is entitled Freedom from Sin, and it is based on Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 14. Where sin did abound, which means did thrive and grow, grace overcame and overshadowed all that sin had accomplished by abounding even more. There is a thought ingrained in Christian teaching and planted by corrupt, unregenerate leaders from the early foundation of Christian doctrine that tends to make sin in Christian life of no consequence because of grace. This doctrine totally ignores what is being said about the death and end of sin in the Christian's life. Instead of liberating people from the bondage of sin, which this text does, those who planted this insidious doctrine pervert its meaning to justify their own sinful behavior and practices. They say it doesn't really mean that the old man is truly dead, or that sin no longer has power or influence over our life, or that we no longer live sinful lives. But this is what the text says, and anyone who says differently is contradicting the text. The text is an excellent follow-up from last week's text about the Son setting us free. In both instances, there is this dynamic around a master and slave. In both texts, dedication to and identifying with the Son sets us free from being the slave of sin. In the study text, Paul uses baptism to signify the death of the old bondage relationship to sin and the beginning of a new life to a new master which sin has no part of. All obligations to sin have been fulfilled in death. Reckon yourselves indeed are truly dead to sin, meaning on influence whatsoever in your life, but truly alive to God. Sin has no more dominion or influence over you. Like a person who has served a sentence and has been released, whatever penalty or obligation was there, it has been fulfilled and it is all over. This is Paul's way of saying he who has died or paid sin's penalty is now free from any obligations it once had upon him. This is how the text says Christians should regard sin. Christians have no allegiance or obligation to sin to serve it or yield to it, and it has absolutely no claim on their lives. Why? Because they serve and are bound to a new master who prevents them from serving any others, including sin. So then, why is the doctrine or teaching of perpetual enslavement to sin so prevalent in the church? There are several reasons. Those who initiated and those who perpetuated judge the text by what they themselves do and not what it says. Because they do something other than what it says, they tell others it doesn't mean and can't mean what it says. They attempt to submit other consciences to their judgment by attempting to make others feel guilty, which they will if they haven't submitted their consciences to God alone. True believers only need to submit their consciences to God, not to what other people think about them or their behavior or actions. Why? Because other people are not their master. God is. It is to God every person shall stand or fall. Another reason is because they read and misinterpret of the next chapter as Paul, as a mature Christian, conflicted by sin. But to do so is to undermine everything Paul has just said concerning the death of sin and the old man. The correct understanding of the latter part of the chapter is a description of a person, Paul using the first person to describe, who is trying to find a way to do what is right, but not able to do so. This person Paul described is not free from sin, but a slave to sin, under its control, which he just said Christians are no longer. There are one or two other texts which I will not go into, which are also misconstrued to justify being a slave to sin. This teaching and doctrine has weakened the church and accounts for its failure to properly and rightly represent Christ in the world. The study title is Freedom from Sin. Jesus said, "Whosoever the Son sets or makes free are truly or altogether free from all others." Grace has abounded to cover our sins, not to commit more. Sin is missing the mark of God's expectation or law. Love is the fulfilling of God's expectation and law. Love works no ill towards its neighbor or fellow human being. God's act of love and mercy in Christ has set us free to love everyone, including those who would and have proven difficult to love as we would want others to love us. This is how we fulfill the law of God and cease being a slave to sin. Furthermore, we just don't love in word, but in deed. True believers and lovers of God are joined to a new master who sets the boundaries for their lives and live within those boundaries. They walk and live to please God, not man, not others, not even themselves, but God only. By this, they and we become dead to sin and are made alive to God. If our consciences are bothering us and convicting us, and we claim to be Christians, then we haven't died to sin and are attempting to serve two masters and live two lives. Well, be sure to look over the study again and come prepared to offer your comments, questions, and perspective on the meaning of the study. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at 9 o'clock a.m. at our website and clicking the online services link. You can also join us live by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comment section, or you can share them on Sunday. So let's all have a great lesson and discussion this Sunday, and remember to fear God and keep His commandments.